אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 190, פתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה, עוד קופקה.
We are reading from the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. As always, you can ask questions on kab.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. We're reading item 120 under the title The Five Potsufim of Atzilut and the Ma and Bon in each Potsuf. 120. It's been explained that the level of the new Ma expanded into a whole world in and of itself, as well, like the world of Nikudim. The reason is, as it's been explained regarding the level of Nikudim, the doubling of the Masach from Prina Dalet 2. This is because the illumination of Zon Ovak that shone through the Tabur and Yesod to Gaov Nikudim brought Tzimtzum Aleph back to its place. And the lower Hay descended from her Nikve Naim to the Peh, which caused all the levels of Gadlut of Nikudim to emerge. Yet all these levels were cancelled and broken once more, and all the lights departed them. Consequently, Tzimtzum Bet returned to its place, and Prina Daled was reunited with the Masach.
Move on.
Understood? Again.
Again, 120. It has been explained that the level of the new Ma expanded into a whole world in and of itself as well, like the world of Nikudim. The reason is, as it's been explained regarding the level of Nikudim, the doubling of the Masach from Prina Dalet 2, this is because the illumination of Zon of Ak that shone through the Tabur and Yesod of Tugar of Nikudim brought Tzimtzum Aleph back to its place, and the lower Hay descended from her Nikve Naim to the Peh, which caused all these levels of Gadlut of Nikudim to emerge. Yet all these levels were cancelled and broken once more, and all the lights departed them. Consequently, Tzimtzum Bet returned to its place, and Prina Dalet was reunited with the Masach.
Questions. This is clear. Michael.
What does it mean that Prina Dalet came back and reunited with the Masach?
Prina Dalet, in the second restriction, seemingly disappeared from usage. And a zivug occurred on Tzimtzum Bet, meaning only on Galgalta and Enaim and vessels of bestowal, yes? And what happens later is Prina Dalet, which was taken from Nehi of Ak, Dalet, this Dalet, connected to the Masach. She connected the Masach. She caused the second restriction. Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. And then all the lights rose above Parsa, and you can only use the kelim that are above Parsa, yes, which is, this is Galgalta Enaim of Nekudot of Sag, and this is the Achap of Nekudot of Sag. And then the Reshimot rose from Nekudot of Sag above to the Nikve Enaim of Nekudot of Sag, and a Zivug of Hakah occurred upon Bet Aleph Tzumtzum Bet. The light expanded from the general Tabur, until Parsa. And this Kli includes within it the Kli of Keter, and the Kli of Abba Ve'ima, and the Kli of Zon. This is Galgal Teinaim of Keter, which are inside of Galgal Teinaim of Abba Ve'ima, which are within Galgal Teinaim of Zon. Achap of Keter is restricted, and Achap of Abba Ve'ima are restricted, and the Achap of Zon are restricted. Like this. As if they're above Parsa. They're restricted. There's the second restriction upon them. That's it. Then, a zivug happens upon Dalit, Gimel, which is Pchina Dalit, it's herself. And the light expands downwards, the light of Gadlut, which then brings the Gadlut to Keter of Nikudim, and to Abba Ve'im of Nikudim, and to Zon of Nikudim.
Zon de Nikudim.
Zon of Nikudim. And this light, when it started to cross the Parsa, then below the Parsa, the Kelim began to shatter, to break. And when they began to break, then with them also the Kelim of the Panim of Zon shattered. Up to here, the Kelim of Panim of Zon. So, eight Melachim emerge, the Melachim of Dachgat and those of Tanhim. That's what happened here. Then he says, what does he say? It has been explained that the new level of Ma expanded into a whole world in and of itself, like the world of Nikudim, and the reason is, as it has been explained regarding the level of Nikudim, the doubling of the Masach from Pchinat Dalet to not just Katnut, but also Gadlut was there, because the illumination of Zon of Ak that shone through the Tabur and Yesod to Gar of Nikudim and brought Tzimtzum Aleph back to its place, and the lower Hay descended from Nikve Naim to Pe, meaning everything returned to Gadlut, through which all these levels of Gadlut of Nikudim emerged. Yet all these levels were cancelled and broken once more. And all the lights departed, because the Kelim cannot maintain them. Consequently, Tzimtzum Bet returned to its place, and Pchinat Dalet was reunited with the Masach, meaning everything returned to Katnut with the flaw that they couldn't receive or maintain Gadlut. That is what happened as a result of the shattering of the Kelim, where the big light moved from above, from Ein Sof, through all these Partzufim. It went and went, and this broke here, this whole structure of Nikudim. Yes. Questions? None. Very well. 121, please.
121. Hence, in the new Ma 2, which emerged from the Metzach, there are two Bchinot of Katnut and Gadlut, two, as in the world of Nikudim. The Katnut emerges first, according to the Oviyut disclosed in the Masach, which is the level of Zeranpin of Itlapshut, called Chagat, and the level of Malchut of Oviyut, called Nehi, due to the three lines made in Malchut. The right line is called Netzach, the left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Yet, since there is only Itlapshut in Bchina Aleph, without Oviyut, it has no Kelim. Thus, the level of Chagat is devoid of Kelim, clothing in Kelim of Nehi. This level is called Ubar, embryo, which means that there is only a view of Shoresh there, which remained in the Masach after its Hizdachechut, during its ascent for Zivug at the Metzach of the Upper One. The level that emerges there is only the level of Malchut. Yet, within it is the concealed lower hay, regarded as the lower hay at the Metzach. Once the Ubar receives the Zivug of the Upper One, it descends from there to its place, and receives the Mochin of Yenika from the Upper One, which are of Yut of Prina Aleph, considered the lower hay in Nikve Enayim. Thus it acquires Kelim for Chagat too, and Chagat spread from Nehi, and it has the level of Zeranpin.
A little too much for a short verse here. So slowly, slowly, we have that. 121. Accordingly, in the Numa, meaning in the Partzuf or world that emerges now after the shattering of the Kilim, here's the shattering of the Kilim. Which emerged from the Metzach. Why the Metzach? Where did we get the world of Nikudim out of? Katnut? From Nikve Enayim, of Rosh of Sag. So the Partsuf, after it purified, this is the Khut now, through the shattering. What happened after the shattering? What remained? Aleph Shoresh Tzimtzum Bet is okay, but what remains from the Partsuf? Its Rosh was cancelled. Its Rosh can't break, meaning Keter and Abba Ve'ima remain. Only the Guf shattered. That's so that we know in the future. And the Reshimot, from the shattering, where do they rise to? From these Dakhut of the Partsuf, from the whole purification of this Partsuf, the Reshimot need to rise above. They rise to? This is Nikve Enayim of Rosh of Sag, and this is the Metzach of Rosh of Sag. Let's say, like this. To there, they rise. Okay? Metzach. And a zivug occurs here. And from this zivug, something expands downwards. And from this, the katnut of the world of Atzilut began. Accordingly, in the new Ma, it will all be called the new Ma, which emerged from the Metzach. There are also two prinot of katnut and gadlut, like in the world of Nikudim. As katnut emerged first, according to the avyut, which is disclosed in the Masach, which is the level of Zeranpin of Itlabshut, Aleph of Itlabshut, which is called Chagat. That's how Aleph of Itlabshut is called that way, Chagat. And the level of Malchut of Aviyut, which is called Nehi. Meaning, in what here, if upon the world of Nikudim, upon the Rishimo, Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, it came out. We can. Do you see this here? Bet Aleph, second restriction. Yes? So now, from the Metzach of Rosh of Sag, emerges for us a Zivug of Hakah upon Aleph Shoresh, Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. Everything according to the degree. In Galgalta, what did we have? Dalet. In Ab. Dalet Gimel. In Sag. Gimel Bet. In the world of Nikudim, Bet Aleph. In the world of Atzilut, Aleph Shoresh. All together, from Malchut of Insof, five such Partzufim emerge. Doesn't matter that some of them we call Olam, and that's an internal matter for them. So he says, Aleph Shoresh is called the level of Ziranpin of Itlabshut, the level of Ziranpin of Itlabshut, Aleph, which is called Nehi, due to the three lines that occur in the level of Malchut. Why does it happen that way? And the right line is called Netzach, and the left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Yet since there is only Hitlabshut in Pchina Aleph, you see, Hitlabshut above, without Aviyut, there's no Aleph of Aviyut, only Aleph of Hitlabshut, hence it's devoid of Kelim, this clothing has no Kelim, and the level of Chagat is without Kelim. And this level is clothed in the kelim of Aviyut of Shoresh, which are called the kelim of Nehi. That's how it's called. Because we want to emphasize the three lines. Therefore, we say in place of Aviyut Shoresh, Nehi. In place of Aviyut Aleph, Chagat. That's it. And this level is called Ubar, embryo, meaning that which emerges on the Zivuv Gavaka in the Metzach. In short, in Metzach of Rosh of Sag, what emerges from it will be called Ubar. Something that didn't exist before and is now born. Something new. Something desirable. Clear? Which means that there's only a viut of Shoresh there that remains in the Masach after its Hizdakhut from the shattering while ascending to the Zivug in the Metzach of the upper one of Sag, where the level that emerges there is only the level of Malchut, a viut of Shoresh. Yet within it, in its internality, is the concealed lower Hay, meaning there is there Aleph of Hitlabshut. Only Aleph of Hitlabshut. And it is regarded as the lower Hay at the Metzach. And once the Ubar receives the Zivug in the upper one, it grows within the upper one, not on its own, it can't. With all the Partsufim of ours, thus far, if they could grow each in its place, where you give it light and it grows. And Ubar has no possibility of growing in such a way. It must grow inside the upper, inside its upper. Not adjacent to the upper, but inside the upper. And then it's born and it's already adjacent, grows adjacent to the upper. And because the Ubar receives the Zivuk from the upper one, it descends from there to its place, to the place where it can, according to this ladder of degrees, and then receives mochin of yenika, meaning lights. Mochin is lights. It receives a certain small illumination, which constantly grows it more and more. It's called mochin of yenika. Why yenika? Because from aviut shoresh, when it grows, to aviut aleph, the lights which grow it from the masach of aviut of shoresh to the masach of aviut aleph are called yenika, suckling, or milk. Where does it receive it? Of course, from bina. Bina, milk is received from bina, white light. Desires and forces to receive are in order to bestow are added there. Bestow in order to bestow first. Then it receives mochin of yenika, lights of yenika. That's called yenika, where it grows from aviut shoresh to aviut aleph, which are the yud aleph. Oh, he writes it here. And the lower hay in the nikveh naim, meaning still tzimtzum bet, the second restriction. And by this, he acquires kelim also for chagat, meaning other than Nehi, you also have Kelim of Chagat, and the Chagat spread from Nehi. Chagat are not yet independent. They don't have yet. It's only Hitlabshut at this point. Aleph of Hitlabshut and Shorish of Aviyut. So Shorish of Aviyut are Kelim of Nehi, and Aleph of Hitlabshut are Kelim of Chagat. And it turns out that Aleph of Hitlabshut don't have Kelim, they're only lights. And Shoresh has also Kelim and lights. And therefore Aleph clothes in Shoresh. The lights of Chagat clothed in the Kelim of Nehi. What is he saying? As far as the lower Hay and Nikvenaim, and then acquires the Kelim of Chagat too. And Chagat spread from Nehi into Nehi, and it has the level of Zeranpin. That's what it's called. Even though, according to the Kelim, it's still not Zeranpin, it's still the Kelim of Malchut. But the lights of Chagat clothed in the Kelim of Nehi. There are many questions, but the mechanism, at least, of what's happening here, we need to think of. First of all, this is a necessary thing. We will have to understand it, feel it, implement it, because this is the ending of the shattering. A thing from which we can rise and begin to grow. I don't know if we should repeat or confuse you and continue onwards. I have doubts here of what to do. Niv, repeat. Okay, we'll repeat it. Yes?
So we are in item 121. Hence, in the new Ma 2, which emerged from the Metzach, there are two Bchinot of Katnut and Gadlut, two, as in the world of Nikudim. The Katnut emerges first, according to the Oviyut disclosed in the Masach, which is the level of Zeranpin of Hitlabshut, called Chagat, and the level of Malchut of Oviyut, called Nehi, due to the three lines made in Malchut. The right line is called Netzach, the left line is called Hod, and the middle line is called Yesod. Yet, since there is only Hitlabshut in Prina Aleph without Oviyut, it has no Kelim. Thus, the level of Chagat is devoid of Kelim, clothing in Nehi, in Kelim of Nehi. This level is called Ubal, embryo, which means that there is only Oviyut of Shorish there, which remained in the Masach after its Izdachachut, during its ascent for Zivug at the Metzach of the Upper One. The level that emerges there is only the level of Malchut. Yet, within it, is the concealed lower hay regarded as the lower hay at the Metzach. Once the Ubar receives the Zivug of the Upper One, it descends from there to its place, and receives the Mochin of Yenika from the Upper One, which are of Yut of Prina Aleph, considered the lower hay in Nikvenaim. Thus, it acquires Kelim for Chagat, too, and Chagat spread from Nehi, and it has the level of Zeranpin.
Yes, Zvika, what's with you?
She says that how is there clothing without Kelim? I don't understand. You explained it before, but I didn't understand. How is there clothing without vessels?
You're right. How can the light show itself if there's no kelim upon it? Well, think. That's a very nice question.
He also talked about this, the birth of the Ubal, the entrance to the spiritual world, so it's completely unclear to me.
No, the entrance to the spiritual world, this is still not the entrance to the spiritual world.
Talks about the embryo, no?
Wait, what are you just spitting out words?
Sorry, I'll repeat.
It's just confusing. The Ubal here is called the level of Katnut, the smallest level of Katnut in reality, which comes from above down. The Rosh of Sag, gives birth to this reality which is called Ubal. It's not like we rise after the shattering and we are pushed into being in the upper one and to be an Ubal there. It's a little different. We learn in the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah about the cascading from above downwards. So learn as it is. Don't confuse with what you talked about you.
So you didn't answer me. What's the issue of clothing without vessels?
That's still a question. Okay, I'll tell you. There are lights that clothe in kelim from below upwards. Not by the kelim drawing them, the lights, and with force drawing the lights and the lights clothed within the kelim, because the kelim, like, how is it with earth, that it draws, it attracts, it gravitates, and they clothe there, but rather through rejection. I have an attitude towards those lights, but I don't use them, and I reject them. Out of my rejection of them, against my will to receive, against the force of attraction, then I feel inside of me a small illumination from those lights. That's called the clothing of the lights in the kelim from below upwards. Which kelim? There are kelim. There are kelim of Nehi. And in those kelim, I receive the lights of Nehi. And also, through the rejection, I receive an illumination from the lights of Chagat. And a clothing of the lights of Chagat, a small illumination from them in the kelim of Nehi, and the lights of Nehi inside of the kelim of Nehi, in that whole construction, the way it's constructed, is all called Ubal. Meaning I have kelim, a viut of shoresh, first restriction and second restriction. I have lights of the nefesh which come to, the nehi is called nefesh, and I also have a small illumination from the light of ruach, which I can grow and receive. What does this mean? I am not receiving these lights in practice, but let's say that milk which I receive in my degree, there's also something there that begins to grow in me, higher kelim. Yes.
What are the fixed vessels? What is it that...
Masach. Kelim or masachim?
But it's something, it sounds like something develops, which are new vessels. What is that?
Yes, he receives milk that nourishes him, but in that milk, inside that light, that mochin that he receives, in it there's also lights that develop him, that bring him masachs, the next ones. And that's how it grows. Yes. Out of it being connected to the upper one, and what it does is great work. You think a baby doesn't do great work? Oh, and how? What scrutinies, what forces it costs it? You see, he suckles and falls asleep. We have to have strength. But he does it truly. It's the Creator who's operating in him, the nature. Okay? So that's how we advance. Do we need to read it again, or should we continue? Let's continue. Later we'll repeat. Usually in these excerpts, everyone stops. That's it. They accept that that's it. I'm done. We're with Pticha. It's already beyond. And this is actually the main thing here, where we will learn about the Mochin of 6,000 years and all those. This is the essence. This talks about the implementation of the purpose of creation.
Afterwards, it rises from Man to the Upper One once again. This is called Ibul Bet, where it receives Mochin from Ab Sagovak. At that time, Bchina Dalet descends from Nikve Enayim to her place at the Peh.
Meaning, the first restriction returns to this Uba. Yes?
And a zivug is made on Bchina Dalet at her place, producing 10 sefirot at the level of Keter. Thus, the kelim of Achap rise back to their place at the Rosh, and their partsuf is completed with 10 sefirot of lights and vessels. These mochin are called mochin of gadlut of the partsuf, and this is the level of the first partsuf of Atzilut, called partsuf keter, or partsuf atik of Atzilut.
That's it, all together. It's not too bad, Gershon. You understand, you got to the fact that you're learning Atik. That's the most important partsuf. Our Keter. Read it again.
Again, 122. Afterwards, it rises from Man to the Upper One once again. This is called Ibul Bet, where it receives Mochin from Ab Sagovak. At that time, Bchina Dalet descends from Nikve Enayim to her place at the Peh. And a zivug is made on Bchina Dalet at her place, producing 10 sefirot at the level of Keter. Thus, the kelim of Achap rise back to their place at the Rosh. And the potzuf is completed with the 10 sefirot of lights and vessels. These mochin are called mochin of gadlut of the partsuf. And this is the level of the first partsuf of Atzilut, called partsuf keter or partsuf atik of Atzilut.
Okay. We'll continue. From the beginning to the end.
Item 123. You already know that after the breaking of the vessels, all the Achap fell from their degrees, each to the degree below it. Thus, the Achap of the level of Keter, of Nikudim, are in Galgalta Enayim, of the level of Chochmah. And the Achap of the level of Chochmah are in the Galgalta Enayim, of the level of Bina, etc. Therefore, during Ibur Bet of Gadlut of the first Partsuf of Atzilut, called Atik, which elevated its Achap once more, Galgalta Enayim of the level of Chochmah rose along with them. They were corrected along with the Achap of the level of Atik and received the first Ibur there. Again, 123. You already know that after the breaking of the vessels, all the Achap fell from their degrees, each to the degree below it. Thus, the Achap of the level of Keter of Nikudim are in Galgalta Enayim of the level of Chochmah. And the Achap of the level of Chochmah are in Galgalta Enayim of the level of Chochmah. And the Echap of the level of Chokhmah are in the Galgalta Anayim of the level of Binah. Therefore, during Yibur Bet of Gadlut, of the first Parzuf of Atzilut, called Atik, which elevated its Echap once more, Galgalta Anayim of the level of Chokhmah rose along with them. They were corrected along with the Echap of the level of Atik and received the first Ibul there. Again, item 123. You already know that after the breaking of the vessels, all the Echap fell from their degrees, each to the degree below it.
Hello. Is that understood? Hello. Okay. Does everyone have a book? Each and everyone. Wonderful. Everyone with a finger on the text and they're reading. Out loud. You already know that after the breaking of the vessels, all the Echap fell from their degrees, each to the degree below it. Clear? All the Echaps in the shattering of the vessels fell to Galgalta Einayim of the Partsufim that preceded them. Next. Thus the Echap, where are you? Thus the Echap of the level of Keter of Nikudim are in Galgalta Einayim of the level of Chokhmah. And the Echap of the level of Chokhmah are in the Galgalta Einayim of the level of Binah, etc. Therefore, during Ibur Bet, the second Ibur of Gadlut of the first Partsuf of Atzilut, called Atik, which was born as an Ubar and then became greater, then what happens? We're reading onwards. Which elevated its Achap once more, Galgalta Einayim of the level of Chokhmah rose along with them. They were corrected along with the Achap of the level of Atik and received the first Ibul there. That's how it is. Thanks to the Achaps falling downwards, now when they rise above, they also take with them also something from below. And by that, the upper one grows, raises the Achap, and the lower one enters there into the upper one for Ibu. That's how it is. And that is how it's done in a chain. All the corrections are done that way. It's all in accordance with the cascading from above down. There's nothing that all of a sudden just happens. The degrees that we see and how they are emerging, the first rule is actually defining all of the nature that emerges later. What are you looking at me, Dudi? You today are completely not...
No, I thought if you could continue drawing, because that made things very clear. 123, 124.
That will come. Meanwhile, we have 124. I want you to have a certain, I don't know, just a certain order of actions. Yes.
And once the Galgalta Einayim of Chokhmah received their level of Ibur and Yenika,
meaning complete Katnut,
they rose to Rosh of Atik again, where they received a second Ibur for Mochin of Gadlut. Pchina Gimel descended to her place at the Peh, produced 10 Sfirot on her at the level of Chokhmah. And their Kelim of Achap rose back to their place at the Rosh. Thus, Partsuf Chokhmah was completed with 10 Sfirot of Lights and Kelim. This Partsuf is called Arich Anpin of Atzilut.
Meaning, after Atik comes through Ibur and Yenika to Gadlut, then with its Achap rise also the Rishimot of Galgalta Einayim of Arich Anpin and receive there in Atik the level of Ibur. And then they're born. And that's how it is with each and everyone. There's nothing special here. Right, Niv? Well, what's here that's unique? The moment a girl becomes a woman, she can give birth. We raise the kelim of reception to vessels of bestowal. They can bestow with all 10 sfirot and beget the pertsuf. Yes, Michael.
Not clear what is the difference of what's happening between Ibur Aleph and Ibur Bet.
The first Ibur, what happens there in Ibur Aleph, in the first Ibur?
He says that Gilgal Tanaim and Chochmah rise together with a cup of Keter.
The first Ibu is for the vessels of bestowal. The second Ibu are vessels of reception, in which there really begins the process of birth of the lower Peltzuf.
But how is there twice an ascent to... It says the 10 Sfirot in the level of Chochmah was produced, and the vessels rose again to the Rosh. There's twice the same ascent?
Once in the Rosh and once in the Guf.
Guf of?
Where are you asking?
The end of 123.
And it's in the time of the second Ipul, what is Aleph?
That Galgal Tanaim of Chochmah rose together with a chap of Keter, right?
The Reshimot of a chap of Keter rose to Galgalta in Naim of Keter. And Keter does a Zivug. And upon that emerge not Gadlut. The moment the Gadlut emerges, the Achap of Keter, then together with the Itz Gadlut, the Kilim rise, which are belong to Abba Vima. And they enter also in the upper one, in the ascent of the upper one, as far as an Ubar. Then when they grow, he begets them, and that's how it is in a chain each time. What's not clear, I don't know. Where are we? Let's continue. Don't worry, you'll understand.
125. The Galgal Tanaim of the level of Bina rose along with the Zachap of Arichanpin.
Abba and Dima.
Where they received their first Ibur in Yenika. Afterward, they rose to the Rosh of Arichanpin for a second Ibur, raised their Achap, received the Mochin of Gadlut, and Partzuf Bina was completed with 10 Sfirot, lights and vessels. This Partzuf is called Abba Ve'ima and Yishsut. Since the Gar are called Abba Ve'ima and the Zat are called Yishsut.
Meaning, just like before, the Partzuf Atik was in Katnut and then in Gadlut, and gradually raised the kelim from Arichanpin. They received Ibur in it, and then Yenika, and then begat the Partzuf in Gadlut, and then begat the Partzuf of Abba Vima. That's how also Abba Vima all do the same actions. What's the difference between what happens here and what happened there in the world of Adam Kadmon? Because here, there must be Ibur Yenika Mochin. Aviut Shoresh needs to be corrected, because it all comes from the shattering. Aviut Aleph, that's all together the Katnut, and then Aviut Bet, which includes Gimel Dalet, which is Gadlut. Here, for the time being. Where are you? 126. And with these Achap of Abba Vima rose also Galgalta in Naim of Zon. And they received their Ibur of Yenika and Yenika. They're their first Ibu and Yenika. And by this, they complete the zone and the state of Vak of Zeranpin. And the Nekuda, the point of to Nukva. Meaning Zon already have a stature. Vak and the Nekuda. Thus, we have explained the five Pratzufim of the new Ma that emerged in the world of Atzilut in the constant state called Atik, Archanpin, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. As Atik emerged at the level of Keter, Archanpin at the level of Chochmah, Abba Ve'ima at the level of Bina, Zon and Vak and Nekuda, which is the level of Zeranpin. And these levels, no diminution in these levels will ever occur. Because in these acts of the lower ones never reach Gar in a way that they can blemish them. And the actions of the lower ones do reach Zeranpin and Nukva. That is, their Kelim of Achoraim, which they obtain during the Gadlut. But the actions of the lower one cannot reach the Kelim of Panim, which are Gilgal Te'enayim, in lights of Vak and Nekuda. Hence, these five levels are considered constant Mochin in Atzilut. Katnut are permanent, and Gadlut rises and descends. That's it. Because the Achaps are constantly changing. We are constantly correcting the shattered vessels. We're adding and adding and adding, but the Galgal Te'enayim, what was corrected, never disappears. They are protected there in permanence, and there's just an addition of bestowal. Well, and the last one, read.
126. And Galgal Te'enayim of Zon rose along with the Zachap of Abba Ve'ima, where they received their first Dibur in Yenika. Sorry, 127. The order of their clothing of each other and on Partzuf Ak is that Partzuf Atik of Atzilut, although it emerged from Rosh of Sag of Ak, it still cannot clothe the Pe of Sag of Ak downward, but only below Tabu. This is because above Tabu of Ak, it is considered Tzimtzum Aleph Akudim. Since Partzuf Atik is the first Rosh of Atzilut, Tzimtzum Bet does not control it, so it should have been worthy of clothing above Tabor of Ak. But since Tzimtzum Bet had already been established in its Pe of Rosh, for the rest of the Partzufim of Atzilut, from it downward, it can only clothe from Tabor of Ak downward. It turns out that the level of Atik begins at Tabor of Ak and ends equally with the Raglaim of Ak, that is, above the point of this world. This is so because of its own Partzuf, yet because of its connection to the rest of the Partzufim of Atzilut, from whose perspective it is regarded as being included in Tzimtzum Bet, as well, in that respect it is considered that its Raglaim end above Parsa of Atzilut, since Parsa is the new Siyum of Tzimtzum Bet, as written in item 68.
Questions. Doesn't matter what questions. Well, we have 6 minutes. Niv.
So the world of Atzilut emerges only below the Tabur. There is Tzimtzum Aleph or Tzimtzum Bet.
Below the Tabur, despite the fact that its first Partzuf called Atik is first restriction. But it has in it also an additional Partzuf, a more internal one, which is called Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction. It is the adapter between the first restriction, which is above Tabur, and the second restriction, which is below Tabur. That is why it has two Partzufim. The upper Partzuf, Atik of Tzimtzum Aleph, belongs to Ak, which is above Tabu, and the second Partzuf, Atik of second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, belongs to the world of Atzilut, and is below the Tabu.
The first Zivug in the coupling Aleph Shorosh Tzimtzum Bet gives birth to Atik.
Yes, Atik, Khanpin, Abavim, like that, along the way.
And every time a new level emerges, it's as Ubal?
Yes, if we raise Kelim from the shattering, you can't correct them any other way. Because they are broken. You have to put them into a special atmosphere, into a womb, into a group, to a ten. Otherwise, a shattered kli cannot be corrected. It must have an environment that suits it, from which it will receive its shattered intentions and shattered desires and all sorts, for it to start to care for it and maintain it, that it understands it, this environment. That she supplies for him its vitality, lights, scrutinies that it needs. There are such great systems around the Ubar, the embryo, that it's... Well, let's say we know. We don't know. It's very special. The care on behalf of the body of a woman towards the embryo is very special. We barely know anything about this. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, what happens there, we don't identify these things.
Well, can I ask a simple question?
What about you, essential or about the text? Not according to the text. You're according to the text? No. Well, ask.
I wanted to ask, how is it possible that one friend in the world, Kli, for instance, who thinks that we need to finish the lesson at 6 a.m. or read a whole article, one friend thinks about it and it influences everyone. Not that I have a problem with decisions, just to understand.
So you will feel, why do I do this?
Yeah, one friend said it and you're going with it.
I am happy that he awakens such a thing, so that you will feel how much you need to be in connection, in adhesion, and in a common decision. Well, is he right or not right?
I have to ask everyone. Why ask me?
Ask, I don't know. According to what are you going to decide? He said that before that we learned till 6. Why are we finishing now at 5:30? The complaint is just. I asked people, and they said, of course, that's how it was. So, I don't remember where this is happening from. Or maybe I was sick, or maybe something was with you. No? No? Maybe Niv wanted us to shorten the lesson. I don't know. But there was some reason. But that reason, is it still relevant and extending to today? So that's why I said, I'm sorry. I simply don't know what's going on with me. I really admit my guilt, and that's it. And I went back till 6. How could it be? But you all together need to say, if the majority of people can't make it to work or something, then that's different. I don't know. With Rabash, we learned till 6. And then we still had the prayer. All together, we would free ourselves up at 6:30. Yes.
100% about the decision, I don't have a question.
That was the decision. He simply brought us back to the state that we were in. That's why we didn't have to collect the World Assembly and ask each and everyone. Because that's how we used to study. So therefore, returning to the sources didn't need to be with the decision.
There were many things we used to do. We can remind many things.
Yes, mention.
We used to learn an hour test in the lesson, because I think so. Let's get back to it, because I think so.
You are right. But once we learned, and sometimes we didn't learn, once it was like this and like that, that I already decide. Because there's no choice, and we must suffice in doing something. Although, I am showing you how ready you are for changes. You started a rebellion against the verses, the excerpts. So I'm showing you now how much you don't understand where you are, that it's being prepared for you with a spoon, the lesson. You're being spoon-fed.
I think we should go back to the quotes.
Do you hear? From tomorrow we're going back to the excerpts. Why? Well, we will discuss it. Okay. We have there... Where? Yes.
Yeah, yesterday we heard your concern about understanding the preface, Pticha, and in the groups, and we asked to do some scrutiny in the groups and ask friends who thinks they need some help, support in understanding preface, the Pticha. And the question is how much you are willing to put time into it. So that was the questions we asked. So we have a special course that we prepared, that it's a self-study course with lessons and tests that is intended not for beginners, but though for those who are in the daily lessons and they want to add to their understanding. It's both for men and women. It starts today. There will be two live webinars. Gabriel will be answering all the questions. So the course starts today, and registration will be for a week, and everyone who will meet the course requirements will receive a diploma, and we'll send more explanation and details and everything on KabbalahGroup.info and the WhatsApp.
For all the languages.
Yeah, it's in Russian and English too. We have a similar course that we'll be sending to everyone, online course, where they can go into the material, and in case of need, we'll add a live lesson as well.
Excellent. We will know about this when and how, right?
No.
Good. Well,
announcement.
If you want.
Evening lesson, 5:30 p.m. Israel time, live lesson with Rav Lightman. Thanks to the TV viewers, good day. And the Kabbalah campus course, where you're invited for an introductory lecture. Introductory lectures will take place in December. Call 1-700-509-209 or go to kab.co.il for details. With this, we conclude. Good day, good night. Song.
שיעבוד ולא מתוך טלטול אין ישראל נגלים לא מהטירוף לא מתוך הדוחק ולא מתוך שאלה אין הזונות אלא מתוך חסרה בידם שהם יושבים קולם ישמע קולם ישמע קולם ישמע קולם ישמע אין ישראל מגלים לא מתוך הצער לא משעבוד לא מתוך טלטול אין ישראל מגלים לא מהטירוף לא מתוך הדוחק ולא מתוך שאלה אין מזונות אלא מתוך חסרה בידם שהם יושבים זה כל המשמעות.